Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Originally from Houston, Texas, a kid with dreams at a skate park, grew up to become a Kansas City jazz cat and a leader of a movement in 2017 in the KC jazz scene. That was pianist Eddie Moore with his Outer Circle, and that was the tune A Memory of Us off a nice 2016 CD, Kings and Queens, to begin this new hour of Neon Jazz full of jazz royalty. So we had the pleasure of speaking with Eddie about his latest and very groundbreaking new album, and this is what he had to say about it.
That's what Kings and Queens is about. Like, African-American people a lot of us don't realize that we have a big hand in creating jazz music, which is a true American art form. Know your true history, know where you come from, have pride in that. You know,
Eddie has spent some quality time developing a sound that transcends jazz. He's active in a wide range of KC music circles, from reggae to hip-hop and, of course, jazz. He's a cat that gets into your brain and hooks it. He was raised in Houston, Texas, came to Kansas City, and he got a Master of Arts at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, under the great sage direction of Master Bobby Watson. His versatility and range has led him to gigs over the years with Bobby Watson, Logan Richardson, Chris Warren, Matt Otto, Brandon Draper, Devon Pennicott, and the great Dominique Sanders, who's a good friend of his. He was the 2016 Charlotte Grant Generative Performing Arts Award recipient, and at the end of a day, or a CD, or a gig, you will know that Eddie's music celebrates the human experience and honors the legacy of the American idiom through a clear mission of artistic inclusiveness and innovation. That's his gig. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town giving the world cats like Eddie Moore each and every day, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to get your soul stirring with that sound of jazz. From Baltimore-born jazz stride pianist Don Ewell, bringing all of it back to Kansas City here at the beginning of this hour of jazz, this is the Kansas City Stomp circa 2004, and as we slip into this tune, here's Eddie talking about how much he digs Kansas City.
Man, Kansas City is incredible. Like, incredible. I don't know if we know how special it is. Like, we see it, but we don't really, like, we're living it, so it's different. But, man, like, everyone that I run into in Kansas City, all the guys that we show up to jam sessions, and everyone can play. And it ain't just about playing. Like, the vibe is really good. Everyone, like, you know, people are experimenting with music. They're writing incredible things. Thank you. This is Eddie Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Somebody who won't be on the square. Have your fun, girl, if you must. But before I have a woman that I can't trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yeah, I said muddy water, muddy water, muddy water, low down nasty muddy water, baby. That's what I'd rather do. Another moment with you. Yeah.
That was jazz vocalist, leader, businessman, and educator Kevin Mahogany with the tune Muddy Water Blues, circa 2003. This cat has Kansas City roots running all over the place, and he has a broad baritone. He learned to swing like Charlie Parker when he was here, shout the blues like Big Joe Turner, and cry a ballad like Lester Young. He played the piano, clarinet, and baritone sax before he started singing in high school. He played saxophone on his first professional gig with Eddie Baker's New Breed Orchestra and studied with the local local jazz legend Ahmad Aladdin at the Charlie Parker Academy, and a lot of cats that came out of this town did the exact same thing. Over the years, he's also been a solo cat, but a very in-demand sideman and guest artist. He's gigged with T.S. Monk, the Ray Brown Trio, Elvin Jones, and the list goes on. He actually made his big screen debut in the 1996 Robert Altman film Kansas City, filmed here, portraying a character based on blues singer Big Joe Turner, and he was also featured on the soundtrack. From the skills of jazz clarinetist Tony Scott, joined by his quartet, this is the 1956 tune, Swooty Patootie. I'm not kidding you. Next on this hour of jazz, kids.
Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
Confidentially, ain't my baby sweet? Say, ain't she nice? look over once or twice, and ask you very confidentially, ain't my baby nice? Cast an eye in her direction, oh me, oh my, such sweet perfection. So I repeat, don't you think my baby's neat? And ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Confidentially, ain't my baby sweet? Say, she nice? Look over once or twice. Well, ask you very confidentially, ain't my baby nice? Cast an eye in her direction, oh me, oh my, such sweet perfection. So I repeat, don't you think my baby's neat? Well, ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
That was Jazz Cat Bob Scooby right out of New Mexico with the tune Ain't She Sweet. His long career began with dance orchestras and nightclubs in the 30s, and by 1949 he was leading his own band. It was Bob Scooby's Frisco Band. In 1955 he had gigs at the San Quentin Prison, and that probably gave Johnny Cash some ideas, I would say. He even had a club in Chicago called Club Bourbon Street. This guy was all over the place. From another clarinetist with class, this is Irving Fazzolo with his tune I'm Satisfied with My Gal, off a CD looking back at those years, 36 to 46, next on this very current episode of Jazz Kids.
I'm satisfied with my gal. She's got big blue eyes, ruby lips, pretty dimpled chin, golden hair, lovely shade. Oh, what a darling she has been. Will she let me?
No, she won't.
Oh, yes, she will.
It's your own fault.
I'm satisfied with my gal.
Thank you. Hello there. This is Richie Cole, Alto Madness, coming to you from Jazz Capital of the World, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Whenever I want to hear some good jazz music, I look to find Joe Donino on Neon Jazz. That's the only place to go. Be there or be square.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Pretty girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel half as bad, half as bad, half as bad. Kittens, bright copper kettles, woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells, sleigh bells, schnitzel with the noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Pretty girls in white dresses, blue satin sashes, snowflakes stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel half as bad,
That was the legendary jazz voice Al Jarreau teamed up with veteran jazz guitarist George Benson with their take on My Favorite Things, and it's a great rendition, circa 2008. So on February 12, 2017, the night, ironically, that the Grammy Awards were filmed, Al left us at the age of 76, days after he was announcing his retirement from touring after he was being hospitalized for exhaustion. They thought it was merely a break, but it was more. And this is a big loss to the world of music. He won 7 Grammy Awards and was nominated for over a dozen more in his career. So Al earned a master's degree in vocational rehabilitation from the University of Iowa and worked as a rehab counselor in Frisco. Then he moonlighted as a jazz trio headed by George Duke. And from there, Al would storm through the world of music like he did throughout his entire career. He was the main voice on 1985's We Are the World, and he did so much in the way of music and mentoring that it's probably beyond the scope of mere words. He will be missed. From the chops of legendary bass master Eddie Gomez and jazz phenom out of Philly, here's Mark Kramer. They come together for some magic with the tune Wonderful, Wonderful, circa 2006 off the CD Art of the Heart, next on this lovely hour of jazz. Thank you.
This is Ferez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I hope you do too.
That was the tenor sax legend Dexter Gordon off his CD Jazz in High School with the tune Soy Califa. That was one of the very early practitioners of bebop, and at 6 foot six, he was known by both Long Tall Dexter and Sophisticated Giant. But in over four decades of giving the world his blend of jazz, he was gifted, original, and very decadent. From the alto sax cat, the refined bebop with his explosively cool style of play, this is our friend to the show, Mr. Phil Woods. We had the pleasure of interviewing him several years back. He's with this quintet in this tune, and it's I'm Getting Sentimental Over You off the 1986 CD called Heaven, as we keep reaching for the skies around here. We'll be right back. Again, that was Phil Woods with his quintet in tow. That was I'm Getting Very Sentimental Over You, and we always do that around here during this time because we are approaching the end of our jazz journey together on this hour, so to speak. And the honors are the original Tough Tenors of Jazz taking us out. Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis and their hard-hitting hard bop tunes. This is the 1960 song Tickle Toe, and it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always giving fans the tickle toes with his broadcast bravado, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Closing the gates of Mordor.
All right, reach out to us. We always like to hear from you out there in Radioland, whether you're in Italy, Kansas City, New York City, and even Milwaukee with all those pickles. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.